And now, young Widder Brown. Dr. Anthony Loring is filled with anxiety regarding his fiancée, Ellen Brown, who lies in a critical condition in Health Center Hospital. And Louise Simpson, who is indirectly the cause of Ellen being shot by her crazed brother-in-law, Christopher Simpson, is scheming to take advantage of the situation to get Anthony away from Ellen. Louise has expressed her desires to Anthony's sister, Victoria Loring, who has always wanted to separate Anthony and Ellen. But Victoria is doubtful if Anthony can be swayed at the moment. Now, however, Louise is on the terrace of her house, waiting for Victoria, and as she sees Victoria coming up the path, she says,
I'm out here, Victoria.
Oh, yes, Louise. You look tired.
Are you?
Yes, rather. I have no car, you know, and the taxis were all busy.
Oh, for pity's sakes.
Well, I can lend you a car, Victoria. That's the simplest thing in the world.
Louise, Ellen Brown is very sick.
I know.
And my brother Anthony couldn't be unkinder to me.
Oh, Victoria, perhaps you don't take the right approach toward Anthony. I'm sure that everyone tells him dreadful things about me. Ellen has seen to that.
Now, Victoria.
She has, Louise. I know it.
Well, I want to talk to you about both Ellen and Anthony. About the way things are.
Well, I feel responsible for Ellen's being in the condition she's in. She wouldn't have been shot if she hadn't come here to pack my things for me.
Well, what can you do about it?
I'm not sure. But I know that Ellen can't afford great hospital bills and surgical expenses. So I think I shall pay for all that.
Well, Anthony...
I know, Anthony, and you would. But, Victoria, I want to. I'm changing my plan of attack. I know now how to go about getting what I want.
How?
You've heard the expression, fight fire with fire?
Yes.
Yes, Louise, of course. Well, that's what I propose to do.
I don't understand you, Louise.
Ellen's kind of fire that burns with a gem-like flame, Victoria. I'm going to humble myself to everyone around here and join them in praising Ellen to the skies.
But
I want to make a friend of Ellen. And I think you should too, Victoria. It's your only way, and our only way, of working out our plans.
Ellen would be very suspicious if I suddenly became friendly.
I don't think she would. Ellen, being Ellen, is always willing to think the best of people, Victoria. Always. And now is the time for us to go to her. Not together, Victoria, but separately. And assure her of our devotion and affection.
Suppose she doesn't get well.
She's got to get well, Victoria. I'll spend every cent I have to get her well. She's not going to be a martyr. She's not going to destroy me by dying for me. I won't have it.
Louise,
now you can play along with me, Victoria, or not. But I think if you use your head, you realize you'll get more out of helping me.
But what can I do, Louise?
You can work on Anthony, Victoria. I'm the one to talk to Ellen. You handle your brother. I think you can, if you only remember that you can't indulge yourself in petty revenges.
I wonder if I'm not foolish to be a partner of yours, Louise.
I don't really need a partner at all, Victoria. Don't forget that. I can do without you, but I don't think you can do without me.
All right, Louise. I'll talk to my brother. But Anthony's a very stubborn person, you know. Also very clever. He might just see through what you're doing.
If he does, that will be your fault, Victoria. So take care. I'm going to see Ellen now.
Will they let you?
I know where her room is. I have no intention of asking if I may see her.
But Louise, if she's dangerously ill...
I'll be there a few minutes only. But Victoria, I can only begin this new plan with Ellen herself.
The sun is shining in Ellen's room as she lies in bed very still, her eyes closed. Now, the gentle closing of her door makes her turn her head to see who has come in.
Ellen. Hello, Louise. If you want me to go out, tell me. Oh, but Ellen, if I'm ever to sleep again, I have to have your forgiveness. Louise, it wasn't your fault at all. You're generous and good, and I don't deserve it from you. Who let you come to see me, Louise?
No one. I waited on the floor until no one was around. Then I slipped in.
They'll be angry with you. I'm not allowed to have visitors, you know.
I know. I'm selfish again, you see. Thinking of my own sleep and not yours.
It's all right. Right now, as a matter of fact, I'd rather not think about myself. I'm too scared.
Oh, Ellen, I'm going to help you. Oh, I know that's worth a laugh. But it's true. Ellen, I'll comb the country until I find the right person to make you well. There'll be no money spared on it. You can count on that.
Thank you, Louise.
Helen, you've just got to let me do this for you.
I won't be able to bear it if you don't. I won't be able to stand it.
I probably will have to borrow the money from somewhere. So I promise you, if I have to, I'll ask you for it.
Borrow? Ellen, I owe it to you. You saved my life. Now, you have to give me a chance to save yours in return.
All right, Louise. All right.
All the time they haven't let me see you, Ellen, I've thought of you. Thought of you and remembered all we said the night before this happened. How we said that sometimes you are given a chance to be better than you have been.
I know. I remember going to your house to get your things and thinking that everything would be all right from then on.
Only it wasn't. It wasn't at all. Here you are. Oh, Ellen, are you in pain? I can't bear it if you're in pain. I just can't.
No. No, I'm all right, Louise. I just can't use my arm. Just have to wait to see what happens.
Anthony
has told me the truth. That's the great thing we have between us, that we can tell the truth, Louise.
Yes, I know.
I'll have to have an operation. Anthony's going to find the right person to do it. And then the rest is up to God and me, I guess.
You have to live, Ellen.
Oh, I want to. I don't want to die, Louise. So if there's anything I can do to help, I'll do it.
And so will I. Oh, Ellen, so will I.
I wonder if there's no place to hide, Louise. So don't panic.
Louise, what are you doing here?
I came to see Ellen.
You have no right to come in here, Louise. Will you get out, please, at once?
Yes. Yes, Anthony, of course. I'm sorry.
I wonder if you are.
Anthony, wasn't that quite uncalled for?
How did she get in? Where was the receptionist on this floor?
Louise wanted to get in, so she got in, Anthony. Can't you let it go at that?
Look, Ellen.
Please. She wasn't half as bad for me as you are now, flying off into a temper like this.
Forgive me, darling. How are you? I'm just so terribly jumpy about you.
Worst thing that a doctor can do is make a patient feel he's something to be jumpy about. Sit down.
Thanks. Even when you're ill, I need you to straighten out all the confusion. You'd better get well, darling. I'm no good without you.
Silly.
I wrote to Dr. Humphreys about you, dear. He's the one man to take care of you. And when he looks over your x-rays, we'll know a lot more than we do now.
Good.
What does Louise have to say to you?
Oh, Louise is all right, Anthony. She wants so much to change, and probably by worrying about me, she will change.
Darling, I simply won't have you tired out. That's all. That's my only demand. The only thing I simply insist on is... Oh, you shouldn't have a telephone in here. Who ordered that?
I did.
Darling, if you only knew how ill you are, if I could just get it across to you. Hello. This is Dr. Loring. What? Oh, yes, Max. Thank you. Good work. Excellent. No, hold the wire open. I'll be right down.
What is it, Anthony?
Dr. Humphrey's calling from Lake Osaga. Livia McAvoy has the telephone cleared in my office so I can talk to her about you.
You can't talk here?
No, dear.
I am ill, then. I can't hear what you say.
Darling.
Oh, it's all right, Anthony. Go along and talk to him. Tell him how bad it all is. But tell him this for me.
What, dear?
Tell him I'm not going to die. I simply will not die, Anthony.
Bless you, darling. Bless you.
Has Louise Simpson been successful in the first move of her new attack upon young Widder Brown?